Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Amira.
Yes.
Hi, it's Monica with Family First Care. I was reaching out to you to see if we can reschedule your appointment to get your TB test done.
Yes, we can.
When did you want to go?
Is anything on Friday?
You can't go sooner? Because
I
they're
have
open until 8 p.m.
I can try to go tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, I do
Around what
have
time?
class tomorrow, so I get out of class at 3.
Okay. So like around 4, do you think?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I'll schedule you in for 4 p.m. tomorrow. And I'm just sending them a message to notify them. It's going to be the same confirmation appointment. So just ignore the notes on the bottom that we scheduled you for the 19th, okay? All
Okay.
right, perfect. And just make sure you bring your ID with you because they do check IDs.
Okay.
All right, and then I'll check in with you on, let's say, Thursday because I won't be here at the time that you're going to your appointment. So I'll check in on Thursday with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Amira. Let me see. Did you complete your I-9 W-4 form as well?
Yes.
Let me just check in on that. And Amira, did you get my message about your learner permit?
No.
So they're not able to accept the learner permit. I checked in with the administrator of the company, and he told me that we're not able to accept that to ask if you have any other sort of IDs, like if you have like a school ID. And I sent you a picture of all the required documents that you can provide, maybe a U.S. passport, a voter's registration card.
I do have a school ID, but it don't have my birthday or anything on it.
Does it have a
It just
picture
got a
though?
picture. Yes, it's just a picture of me with my school name.
Yeah, you can send that to me because that's part of the List B documents, which we can accept.
Okay.
So send me a picture of that. And then let me just see. Oh, and as far as your 2-year residency proof, did you find anything that states your name, your address, and your
No.
and the date from 2023 or older?
No, I'm still looking.
Okay, do you maybe have like a doctor's letter, maybe from like your health insurance?
I can check for you.
Oh, you're going to school, right? What about like your health records or maybe like a document from school that has your name on it? It's probably going to have like your parents' name, your name, your address so that I can see the date.
So for my school thing, I don't have any like records or anything from 2023 or later.
Have you made any purchases like online?
Oh, when you mean by later, you mean 2023 to now?
No, older. Like for
Older of
2022, 2021. 2023 would be the latest that we need it for. Because it's basically proving that you've been in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more.
Okay. No, I haven't. I can still check for you, though.
For what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I can still check, but as of right now, I don't have anything.
Well, try to see if you can check because the only other option would be is to get your fingerprints taken. And then that's a longer process because what happens is we have to schedule you to get your print taken, and then we have to wait for the results to come in. And the results vary. So it can be a couple of days. It can be weeks until we receive that letter in the mail, which you actually get, and then you have to send us a picture of the results you receive.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll check in with you on Thursday, see where you're at with everything, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Amira. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.